it's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
A lot of news in the NFL. We saw earlier today Buccaneers are giving Shaq Barrett a four-year deal worth up to $70 million and includes $36 million, fully guaranteed. Good for Shaq Barrett, man. What a joy to watch when he was at Colorado State and with Denver and obviously now with Tampa Bay. Bucs are trying to bring back their core, at least. They have a lot of free agents out there, but they're bringing back the most important ones, getting Lavonta David locked up last week. Obviously, we know what this team, they put the franchise tag on Godwin, so they're trying to bring back at least the core. Zach Stevens joining us now from DNVR Broncos. Broncos still, I mean, all these other moves going on in the NFL, man, the Broncos still have a few big decisions to make. Von Miller's contract, Kareem Jackson, Philip Lindsay, Tim Patrick, Alexander Johnson. Where are we at, my man? Any closer to getting those decisions done?
Yeah, Broncos certainly taking these decisions up till the deadline, Brady. They got a couple of days to make decisions on RFAs, and Von Miller's and Kareem Jackson's decision will come in roughly around the next 24 hours. And the reason for waiting on Kareem and Von, Brady, it actually makes a lot of sense on why you'd wait, because you can talk to free agents now. Why don't go out there, see what you could do with the potential money that you would save with Von Miller, which is $18 million against the cap, with $10 million, which is what Kareem Jackson you would save if you moved on from him. Test the market. See if there's guys out there that would make sense to sign instead of having those guys there. And so there was really no reason to cutting Von or declining his option before this time. Now you can test the water, see what's out there. And then with the restricted free agents, they're really playing it close to the vest. Now, the biggest one, I think we know that Tim Patrick could get a second-round tender. Alexander Johnson makes sense for a second-round tender. But the biggest one is Philip Lindsay. What is George Payton going to do with Philip Lindsay? Because to me, it's very straightforward. You give Philip Lindsay a second-round tender, pay him $3.5 million for this season. He's back. He's not going to go on the open market and a team trade a second-round pick for him. That's not going to happen. But if you give him an original round tender, then that means Phil is going to explore the market. And now the Broncos would have the ability to match any offer he would get. But if you want Phil here for the long term, you're going to match any offer. You might as well just give him the offer right away.
Yeah, Zach, it's so interesting. Everyone on this list has a really unique story behind it. The Broncos, as you mentioned, they can afford to kind of take their time on all this. There's no reason to rush it, but I know Broncos fans, Zach, are like, what is taking so long? It feels like we've been talking about all of these names for like 5 years now. It feels like it anyway.
Yeah, it absolutely does. And this isn't the John Elway regime anymore. And John Elway was great, Brady, at winning free agency. And when you win free agency, you sign the big name. Just spend lots of money. Well, you got to do that within, you know, an hour or two of the legal tampering window to open up. Because like you said, at the beginning of this, Shaq Barrett already gone $18 million. Some other big names already off the market. And John Elway probably would have been involved in that first wave. But George Payton, he's going to be aggressive but not reckless. And sometimes in order to sign those big-name free agents on the open market, you have to be a little reckless. And that's not the path, especially in year one. That's not the path that George Payton is going to take. And so it's kind of like this winter storm that we just had over the weekend, Brady. Everyone was expecting Saturday to be bad, bad weather, terrible. And then, you know, there's really not bad weather on Saturday, and everyone's going, what's the deal? Everyone's getting upset, just like you're saying fans are. Well, and then Sunday, it hit us really hard, and everyone's saying, okay, there's the juice that we were looking for. That could happen with this. George Payton very well may say no thank you to the first wave of free agency, and then when that second wave picks up, that's when George Payton will start making those moves.
Zach Stevens joining us from DNVR Broncos. Zach, what can you tell us about more on Von Miller being at the facilities? Was that a week ago? Everywhere from, you know, he did talk to George Payton, he didn't talk to George Payton. What was that like? Can you give us some more insight to that visit, and what was it all about?
Yeah, it was very much just an introduction thing going on. Von made his way back in the facility, and he wasn't there that much this past season because of rehab. and just with how strict COVID protocols were, he wasn't there as much as other players since he was on the injured reserve and done for the season. So he's just getting back in there, saying hello to people. So it was not Vaughn going in and talking about his contract and his future with George Payton. It was an introduction, meeting him, small talk. That really should not be read into that much, in my opinion, at all.
Well, yeah, and you know how we are, man. We hear something like that, and everybody just goes nuts. And it's like, what does it mean? We got to put all the pieces together. But you're absolutely right. It wasn't that big of a deal, whatever. As far as is it going forward one way or the other with this team, Kareem Jackson, Phillip Lindsay, as you said, Tim Patrick, Alexander Johnson. I'd personally love to see all of them back, but at the end of the day, the Broncos have to decide. You know, I think Zach, you told us they want all those guys back, but at what price, and does it make sense?
Right. If you bring all of those guys back, which of course I think every team wants all five of those guys on their team at the right price, but if you bring all those guys back, and let's say it's second round tenders for all the RFAs, which is Tim Patrick, Alexander Johnson, Phillip Lindsay. And then you keep Kareem Jackson on his current deal, which is $12.8 million against the cap. And you bring Von Miller back again with the current contract. He's under $22 million against the cap. Well, there you're talking about what? That's over $40 million, $45 million in cap money right there for all of those guys. So that's where the decision comes down. It's not, do they want these guys? It is $45 million worth it to spend on these guys when Kareem and Vaughn will be off the books next year on these new deals? And does it make sense to spend that type of money on a season when you may be taking two steps back in order to take a step forward moving forward after this year? And so that's where it comes down to. It's not do the Broncos think that Von Miller can play anymore, because that's not it at all. It's, can the Broncos use that $18 million in savings if they move on from Vaughn to go sign a couple other players who they think are going to be here for longer? Or, and Brady, this is maybe going to drive some people crazy, but there is a very good chance that George Payton does not spend all of his cap money this year and rolls it over into next year. And that would drive some people absolutely crazy, because John Elway was always about win now. But when George Payton has a six-year contract and you can roll money over into next year, he may be looking to do that. Now, is it going to be to the tune of $50 million in cap space? No, I don't think so. Would I be shocked if it's $20 million that they roll over? No, I wouldn't be.
Zach Stevens joining us from DNVR Broncos. Zach, we haven't talked a lot about the outlook of this team. We've just talked about the current situation, the free agency, Deshaun Watson, Drew Lock. But right now, if the Broncos run it back and they essentially get all those names back we just discussed, Deshaun Watson's a pipe dream. That's not going to happen. What kind of team can we expect Denver to be if this group's back and ultimately it's Drew Lock as the starting quarterback?
Yeah, and that's what it all comes down to. Is it Drew Lock? And is it the Drew Lock of the last four games of the season, where if you put what he did over the last four games of the season, you put that to 16 games? Well, he's throwing 28 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. Then Brady, with Von Miller back and healthy, with this defense healthy again, Kareem Jackson, Justin Simmons, then we're talking about a 10-win team right there. But if it's the Drew Lock of the first, 10 games of the season, then you're talking about an improved team, but you're talking 6-10, 7-9. Just because when you look at the team last year, Brady, the worst position, and take names off of it, the worst position on the Broncos was quarterback. And so if you don't get an improvement there, not much is going to change. If the defense is healthier, they'll win another game or two because of that, especially having Vaughn back. But you're not talking about a huge upgrade. So it would be a massive roll of the dice on just Drew Lock and if he's able to develop or not.
Zach, isn't it so interesting when you think about the quarterback position? Because one of their worst positions 2 years ago, 3 years ago, was left tackle. Garrett Bowles. I mean, he was good. That was blinded by the holding calls, the penalties, and all that. Suddenly, Garrett Bowles is now one of the best left tackles in the NFL, at least based on his performance from last year. The Broncos were able to be patient with him, and it worked out. Isn't it crazy how the difference of position is when it comes to quarterback, because the Broncos have only seen one full season with Drew Lock?
Yeah, it really is crazy. And some people that believe in Drew Lock and see the talent, because obviously the physical talent is there. Say that. They say, well, look how long it takes some players to develop. Look at the Ryan Tannehills of the world who need many, many years to develop. And then they look at Garrett Bowles and say, well, just give Drew a couple of years. Well, just in today's NFL, you don't get a couple of years. And something else, whether you like it or not, Brady, is that Drew Lock was a second-round pick. He wasn't the 10th overall pick that draft. They didn't even trade back in the first round to get him. No, they selected Dalton Risner ahead of him in the second round. And whether it's right or not, he does not get that benefit of the doubt. So I wouldn't be surprised if this is his last shot. We've already seen his last shot is truly being the guy. I think best case for Drew, we're going to see some competition, and we may see that competition brought in this week, whether it's a Ryan Fitzpatrick, maybe they trade for Gardner Minshew. Jacoby Brissett is another name to watch out for the Broncos. There's going to be competition for Drew, and he's just simply not going to get another year of no competition. It's your job. Let's hope you improve, like some people may want to see because of the Garrett Bowles story.
Yeah, well, it's going to be interesting, Zach. What are you working on, man, that we can check out? I know you're keeping your eyes on the Broncos constantly, because at any minute we could get some news about Von Miller and any of those names we've been discussing.
You're exactly right, Brady, and that's where it starts, is before really looking outside of the organization at who the Broncos are going to bring in, although there's certainly some names to keep an eye on there. You have to look at what they're doing with their own guys first. So really next 24, 48 hours, seeing the future of those five guys, because like I said, it's not just, you know, the name Von Miller, but it's $18 million that comes with that. So a lot of money, a lot of decisions to be made about what the Broncos are doing with their own guys first. So that's what I'm following right now.
Always appreciate it, my man. And we'll look to catch up with you next week, or we might be reaching out to you at some point this week once we get some news.
I would think there's going to be something, that's for sure, Brady. Thanks for having me on. Great talking to you.
All right, my man. Be safe out there. I'm at home today. I'm doing the show remotely, so it's a crazy time. Zach, we'll talk to you next week, man. All right, Zach Stevens of DNVR Broncos. Yeah, still a few things going on there. Get this. Minnesota expected to part ways with Richard Pitino, sources told reporters this morning. Jeff Goodman of Stadium. So that's an interesting one, because it does connect us to the Mountain West Conference. As far as Nico Medved's name, I don't know that Medved's name is going to be as big as the other name that's out there as far as Brian Dutcher out of San Diego State, but we'll see. Kevin Lytle told us last week, who we'll get on the program here in just a moment. Kevin told us that when they put the buyout together for Dutcher at San Diego State, it was $5 million. Except there was a little bullet point in that contract. It's $5 million for every team except for Minnesota, because he has that connection there. I think it would be $1 million buyout for him if he decides to go. So interesting stuff there. We're going to talk to Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins Colorado one. Where did it go wrong for Colorado State? Were they snubbed? Did they actually get screwed over and by not getting the invite into the big dance? We'll talk to Kevin about that next. We'll take a short break here. Again, it's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. And Colfax is live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. I'm live from the basement studios. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Halls Show, powered by PDC Energy and 1310 KFKA. Brady will be back after the break.